And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty. Man, what a great show.
Yeah, kid.
And you talk about timing?
Yeah, totally.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, we're stoked. Yeah. Great to have Taro in here with all this fish biting. I mean, you take your pick on what you want to go do right now. 133 yellows down at the islands. Great fishing. Great job with the surface iron fishing, and then the killer bluefin fishing that's going on right now. We're having a great time. It's happening. If you want to be a part of this show, give us a call, 833-288-0973. And in addition to the great yellowtail fishing, there are some really good things happening on the bluefin front right now.
Yeah, no kidding. And we're giving away a phenomenal prize today.
You're not kidding, man.
A combo prize.
Yeah, if you didn't catch the first hour, how about this? The end of the show today, somebody is going to go away with a full-day trip to get to go fishing with Captain Taro on the Liberty. It's a full-day trip from Fisherman's Landing, and in addition to the trip, you're also going to want a great tackle package from Nomad Lures. It includes a DTX 200, a Chuck Norris popper, and the Gypsy Deep Jig. All of that's courtesy of our great friends at Nomad.
Can't wait to go down to Loretto today and troll one of those DTXs for yellowtail down there.
You're going to smoke them with that thing.
Crush it.
Yeah, the thing that's so nice about those is they run straighter. They run faster, and you can run them with a little more speed.
Yeah.
It's going to be it's going to be deadly.
It's going to be a good one, no doubt about it. Hey, speaking of deadly, here's a guy that puts us on the fish, Mr. Tom Green, the SAC spotter plane pilot. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Good morning. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick and Taro. How's the battle going?
Hey, the battle is going great. We're talking yellowtail. We're talking bluefin tuna. And you told me when you were flying yesterday, you saw a lot of blood on the decks.
Hey, listen, Pete, it was amazing. You always know it's going to be a great day when you get out over the fleet and not one boat is moving.
That's a good sign.
Oh, yeah, no, it was beautiful. And everywhere I looked was breezers between the boats. So if one school moved off of them, there was going to be another one coming underneath them right away. It was truly an amazing day yesterday.
That's what we like.
And was it pretty concentrated in one area, or was it spread out, Tom?
Well, it was pretty tight. I mean, it was maybe a 10 mile, strung out over 10 miles, but fairly narrow. But some big schools, Pete. I saw some schools, some monster schools, 300-ton schools. Saw everything from 25 to 30-pound fish to 150, 200-pound fish, but the majority, I got to tell you, is probably that 60 to 80 pound class.
Wow, that's perfect
awesome.
Size.
Jeez.
That's awesome.
And the fish are splashing around on the surface. They're actually feeding. I couldn't tell what they're feeding on. The bait isn't concentrated enough to really see it. But they're splashing around on the surface eating something. I don't know what it is.
Wow, that's fantastic news. And so you were just kind of flying in one general area there. You really didn't go out and look way beyond, right?
Well, no, I took a little ride, and that was really the only thing. But that was where the weather was the best.
Right.
So okay. I went down the lower 500 and then tried to go out towards the 295, and I had pretty good whitecap out there yesterday.
Yeah.
So and that really cuts down my efficiency a lot.
But you have said in the past reports here on Let's Talk Hookup that there is such a huge quantity of bluefin around right now and a huge spread of fish. You still calling that?
Oh, 100%. I've got friends of mine calling me from Monterey Bay that they're catching them there. They've seen them outside Morro Bay. And then the guys 2 weeks ago saw a heck of a good body of fish outside Todos Santos. So you tell me.
Yeah.
Sounds a couple hundred miles.
Sounds pretty good. Taro, and I'm sure you could speak to have Tom up in the air spotting for you guys. What a great asset. Right?
Oh, it helps. It definitely helps. You know, there's days where we're off of them. And then Tom is up flying, and he'll see him, and he'll call out the closest guy, and that kind of gets it kind of gets the fleet back on him, and
just relocated.
Yeah, we can just get him. We can get him relocated and kind of get things rolling again here. So you guys have stuff to talk about.
Yeah, well, very grateful that Sport Fishing Association of California sponsors you and gets you up in the air. When's the next time you're going to fly, Tom?
Next weekend, weather permitting. I try to kind of relegate myself to when we're going to have the best weather. That way, I don't want to waste the sport fishing money. You know, when we have the best weather, that's when I'm going to see the most fish. And even yesterday, the guys were on good fish. I was out there and I said, you know, 2-3 miles to the west, I'm seeing a lot of really good schools. I'm looking around. I go for my ride. I come back and they've all moved out to where I'd seen that other fish. And it was only 2-3 miles away, but they were all stopped both times. It's a beautiful sight. And a lot of
man, that's awesome.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Of course, Thursday, Friday, next weekend looks like a great weather window. Memorial Day weekend already.
Yep.
I think there's going to be some boats and coverage out there. What do you think, Tom?
No, if weather's good, I'm there. Count
me in. Awesome.
Well, thank you for doing what you do, Tom. I know Tara will be there, right?
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot, and this is great news, and this stuff is going to continue, and it's time to go fishing, right?
It looks good. Looks good.
All right, Tom. Tom Green, the Sac Spotter Plane pilot. Appreciate that. All you do for the fleet. Appreciate the call very much. That's it. How excited does that get you, huh?
Oh, dude.
Does it get you pumped up?
It definitely lowers the stress level when you have Tom on top.
I'll bet it does.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
No doubt about it.
It lowers that stress,
it's like,
stress level.
Hey, Taro, it's over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're sitting there glassing through the binoculars for 5 hours and it's almost time to go home, but then Tom calls you. Oh, man, it's beautiful.
Just go over there. Yeah.
You think go over here. All right, we're going to go.
Yeah.
Think about the piece of ocean that you can see when you're bouncing around on your skiff, and then, like, how much bigger that piece of ocean grows when you're on the wheelhouse of a boat like the Liberty with a stable platform and really experienced guys and gyro binoculars and side scan sonars, like, how much bigger of a piece of ocean it is. And then you talk about putting a guy with the expertise of Tom Green in the air with a plane. Nobody's looking. And then think about how big of a piece of ocean you're fishing. Like, it's just such the next level of, you know, of knowing where that fish is at. And it's
pretty
not
awesome.
Just being in the air, but, like, Tom is, you know, I mean, you want to talk about a fisherman. Like, that's a skill set that not everybody has. I mean, he's obviously got the advantage of being up in the sky, but that guy knows what he's looking at.
You know? Tom's been doing it a lot of years, and he can even tell you how big the fish are, which is just amazing.
Yeah, how big the school is. Like, there's 40 ton in this one. We're going to keep moving until we get you on a big one. Pretty cool.
Indeed. Well, our phones are packed, and keep on trying. You'll get through today, so let's go ahead and jump back in.
Sounds good to me, buddy. Let's talk to Rich. He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. And Captain Tara made a really good point about the calico bass. I cut my teeth on calico bass and sand bass, and it was just more fun than almost anything else out there when I first started fishing. And with that in mind, you could get on a 3/4 day boat right now and potentially be into calico bass and sand bass, or you could be anywhere from there, a 2-pound fish all the way up to these 100-pound bluefin that he's talking about. So with that in mind, I'm hoping maybe Captain Taro could kind of give us a list of the optimum array of line class tests, rods and reels, and the setups that I would need, because we've got the whole smorgasbord out there in front of our noses right now. You just never know what you're going to be into.
Exactly. So when we're yellowtail fishing at the Coronado Islands, if you had a minimum of two setups, if you had a 25-pound test fly line bait rod, 25-pound test monofilament, and if you had a 40-pound test rod to fish a yo-yo jig or maybe even a dropper loop setup, those are going to be your two basic setups. If you brought those two out, you would do perfectly fine on anything that we would be fishing for. Yellowtail, barracuda, bass, bonita. And then if you wanted to add a couple other setups, you would probably maybe bring your surface iron set up, you know, like a Trinidad 20 and your 8 to 10 foot rod and 40-pound test. That's like the perfect line setup for fishing a surface iron, and then maybe even bring a 20-pound setup for 20-pound fly line bait set up. So if we do fish calico bass, or maybe the fish are a little finicky, you can kind of drop on down in kind of like in your line class. And those are your two to four basic setups fishing at the Cornell Islands on any of our full day trips. And then when we go into the tuna fishing mode, then that's kind of a, you kind of get thrown a little bit of a curveball. But all of those setups that I just mentioned will work. So if we're offshore fishing, say for right now we're bluefin tuna fishing, your 40-pound yo-yo setup will convert into your 40-pound fly line bait setup now. Mm-hmm. And then you'll probably want to add in your 25-pound setup, so just in case we see the smaller size tuna, or if we're fishing kelp patties and we see that kelp size yellowtail, you can fly line on bait on lighter fishing line. And then what we recommend for guys to also bring is a 60 or 80 pound setup to either flat fall, or to use a sinker up rig for, you know, using the bait on the sinker rigs.
All right. How do you attach a sinker to the line? You clip it to the rings, you use a rubber band, you use a slider.
We like to use the rubber band because mm-hmm. it's stationary, mm-hmm. and it's also easy to take off too. You know, if we get into a really good bite and they're biting 60 pound test, you can just cut off that rubber band and go on a fly line and bait on 60 pound now. So we like to use the rubber band mainly because it's stationary.
All right, good, very good. Yeah. Hey, Rich, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up. If you want to get through, here's your chance. It's 833-288-0973.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Jeff. He's calling us from Point Loma this morning. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Great show today, guys.
Morning.
I'm getting all geared up for a weekend, 3 day, and at a fisherman's landing. I do have a question for Toro. Imagine the Liberty sliding in on a school of bluefin tuna, and you announce that they're 150 to 200 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best way for me to gauge how far my line's coming off with a flat fall type setup?
So what I do with my flat fall setup is I have about 100 feet of monofilament. So I know as soon as I get to my connection, I'm 100 feet down. And then I can kind of gauge off of, okay, well, my jig's going to sink maybe a couple feet a second. So then I'll just count. So then I'll kind of count. I'll count in my head. I know there's a lot of guys that when they go and get their reel spooled up, they sometimes ask the guys in the tackle shop, hey, can you put like a little sharpie mark on my Spectra to where I'm 50 yards or 100 yards? And then that'll help. So guys will put marks on their Spectra to like where they're down there. You know, well, I'm going to go down three or four sharpie marks, and that's kind of when I know I'm, you know, 100 feet or 200 feet down.
Does the sharpie interfere with the strength of the line at all?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't have an answer. I don't know.
Yeah.
The only thing I do know, though, if you're going to put a sharpie mark on there, like when you mark the line, you want to make sure that thing is totally dried. So, like, mark your line and then leave it there for a while. Don't just, like, mark it real good with the sharpie and then just wind it onto the spool, because if it's still wet, it'll bleed onto the line next to you, and you'll have a full zebra stripe line. You won't know which was the top mark and which is the bottom.
Now, the thing that Captain Dave Hansen said yesterday was a good idea. He says just run your line back and forth real quick so that when you reach that point, your reel will kind of jump a little bit. When you know what I mean, instead of just winding it easy, but you do a couple back and forths real quick, it'll give you a little jump and you'll know kind of where you were.
Oh, that's a good thing.
That's another, that way you don't have to mark it that way too. So another interesting call there. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
Obviously, the one thing I used to mark mine with was I just took like some 30-pound Power Pro and I just made a nail knot and just tied it tight on there. That way, because we were doing all that fishing in our skiff when we were flat falling for those bluefins at Clemente, it was in the dark and you couldn't see the Sharpie mark anywhere. anyways, but when the line was rolling over your finger, you could feel a little bump jumping over the top.
Good idea.
That's what we were doing. Hey, well, speaking of Dave Hansen, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. He's on the line right now, and today that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase that fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. You can get it all at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And don't forget what we mentioned this morning, that season kickoff, 25% off all that great stuff at fpgourmet.com. Let's find out what's going on. Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Tarl, Pete, Rick. Good morning, guys.
Morning, buddy. It was, sure was fun yesterday.
That was so fun yesterday. My dad was so happy. Thank you guys for coming up. That was really cool.
Your dad's an icon, no doubt about it.
Really enjoyed it, buddy.
Yep, that was cool. Hey, yesterday after we were done, I took my son out fishing. We ended up finding a little bit of spot where we could catch a few bass. But, hey, be careful out there today, the next couple days. That wind is supposed to be pretty gnarly starting this afternoon for a couple of days. But you know what? This table is set. There's so much fish. Tarl was talking about it. There's so much fish in our water locally that there is really no reason to not go fishing as long as you get a break in the weather. Catalina, like I said last week on our show, there is so much fish over there, barracuda, bonita, bass. It's just all about this wind. And it's going to stop. This is springtime, May. This is what usually happens. And then come June, we get the June bloom. They throw that blanket over the ocean, and the water starts to warm up very quickly, and things really start to happen. So, you know, my biggest tip this week is to just pay attention to the weather and get out there and go fishing in between the breaks as we wait for this weather to straighten out. And I believe in a week or so, we're going to be all done with this weather. And then we're going to be back to normal style fishing. And there's no reason to not go when the weather breaks.
And that's a promise from Captain Dave right there. The weather is, we're not going to have any more weather the rest of the season after this.
Thank you, Dave. I really appreciate you doing that, because I'm over this weather. I can tell you that right now. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. I'm going pig hunting tomorrow, and it's supposed to rain on me. I can't even believe it. I've never done it before, and it's going to rain. What's the chances of that?
Perfect pig weather.
From all your pig hunts, that's been like it's been a thing that you've always found to be
pig hunts,
to be better.
That's perfect pig.
Sure, I agree. Same. All of mine have been that way too. You know, that's always been
that's
the
right.
best.
When the weather rains. Hey, Dave. Of course, FishDope.com has all the information. They also have all the weather info you need and more. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com. Use the code Hookup Now, lowercase, no space. Hookup Now is your $20 code at FishDope.com. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, guys, my website's going crazy. We got so many members, and we got so much positive response. And the new thing that I'm doing, it's really important for all of you fishermen to go over there and just check it out. Even if you don't want to be a member, go buy it for a month and go watch. I'm doing interviews with the legends of the sport fishing industry, guys that have been in the business for more than 60 years, and they're telling the real stories, and I'm sitting down in front of them. And I'm interviewing them, and I'm asking the right questions, and you guys will not believe the stories that we're getting out of these guys.
That's cool.
Especially
cool.
My father.
Yeah.
We've been working with my dad. We started out when he started his career in 1947. I got three interviews on there. We got all the way up to 1964. We're not even close to being done yet.
Yeah. All right, Dave. Well, thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys, thanks. Hey, have fun on your trip, Pete.
Thanks, Dave.
See you,
appreciate
Dave.
That very much.
All right, that's going to wrap up our FishDope.com report. Again, hey, this summer, Bill Varnay and CCA are holding a series of on-the-beach surf fishing clinics. If you want to learn more, go to his great website, fishthesurf.com. Click on the seminars tab. Also, if you need any surf fishing tackle, check out Bill's website, again, surffishtackle.com, where you can find all the equipment that he uses on the beach every day.
All right. Hey, I also want to remind you, next weekend, next Saturday and Sunday, Memorial Day weekend, a couple of great shows. Next Saturday, the big guy, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris will be here. The boss will be on.
My boss, too.
Next Saturday, the big guy, Captain Frank Lopresti. And then next Sunday, the other boss, Doug Curran from Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
I got to straighten up. I got to dress nice next weekend and be on time.
You talk about a great weekend next week.
No kidding, buddy.
Right here on the fan. That's going to be great. So that's next Saturday and Sunday.
My favorite part of yesterday, unfortunately, didn't happen on the air. When we first got to Dana War Sport Fishing, got to see Don Hansen shake his hand. How you doing, Don? And he said, oh, good. How's things going at the landing? I said, oh, they're going great. And he said, how's my pinhead doing? And I'm just trying to think, because, you know, a lot of guys that have worked on the boats at Dana War Sport Fishing are on the various boats down in San Diego, and I'm trying to think of who he was talking about. And he was talking about Frank Lopresti, you know, that Frank, Frank worked for
Frank
Don.
Frank was his pinhead.
Yeah, Frank was Don Hansen's pinhead back in the day. He's like, no, I'm talking about my pinhead, Frank.
Well,
you know,
when
how's he doing down there?
When you're 85 like Don is, and Frank, what's Frank, 70?
75.
75. It's like, so he was a pinhead.
That's so cool, man.
Pretty amazing.
Cool story.
Hey, let's go live down to Dana Landing. Our buddy Steve Pinard's on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Morning, guys.
Hey, great to have you here. First time on the fan for you, right? And great to have you here. And you have some exciting news to talk about here at Dana Landing, right?
I think so. I mean, you already know about it. We were able to get a source of flying fish from West Coast flying fish.
So West Coast flying fish.
Yeah, the real ones.
Yeah. You know, we've always, we'd be able to get the ones from the East Coast, which are smaller and work, but certainly not as well as these big West Coast ones. So we have a big chunk. Obviously, I have a big 10-foot by 12-foot walk-in freezer, so we have plenty of room. And it looks like we're going to have a source all summer, hopefully, and, a commercial.
Yeah, but you never know, right?
You never know, absolutely. Yeah. But we took all he had, and we have a big chunk of them, and I just want to let you know they're available. We have them right here.
Yeah, and they're vacuum-packed. They come in packages, and they're the real deal. They're Catalina Island flying fish that bluefin was just chowing on last year.
Steve, that is such great news for everybody. I mean, it was no secret that was the way that you caught a big one last year, and getting that bait was almost impossible. You know, obviously you have to get there and get it up, but getting the bait was the hardest part of catching one of those big bluefins. To know that you could literally just drive to Dana Landing and make that happen. I wouldn't wait a bit. I wouldn't wait for the quote-unquote bite to happen. I wouldn't wait to hear word of it. I would go there right this second and go to Dana. Those things are worth their weight in gold. What a great opportunity for all of us as anglers.
That stuff was so hard to get last year, especially when the stuff was when it was biting on it. Taro, right?
That was really hard.
Yeah.
And believe you me, we have our stock.
Yeah. And I don't think that anybody's going to share it this year, so you need to go to Dana Landing.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, I went down there. Steve called me. I was down there the next morning to get some because I know how hard it was to get a handful of those last year.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they're not cheap. They're $30 a piece, but you know what?
That is cheap.
It's better than staying up all night, right?
Well, staying up and, you know, the first week that those things were, when nobody was on it, you could scoop them no problem. But then after that, it was, it's shallow water in a dangerous place to be trying to get bait.
Right.
And once they get pressured, they were hard to come by. I mean, it's just like squid. You know, the best squid you could make is with a $60 bill, and it's a whole lot easier to go down and buy a couple of flyers from Steve. I'm so stoked. That's awesome.
So you've got them right there in the Dana Landing freezer, just walk right in, and your supply's still good, but And here's the thing about flyers. They're going to come and go. And like Steve says, we should have a good stock, but you don't know that.
It's fishing.
Yeah, totally it is.
Yeah, it is. So get them while
fishing one at a time.
Get them now and put them in your freezer. And here's the other thing, too. Steve, Johnny White, your guy, had a great idea on how to keep that, how to thaw those, right?
He did. He suggested, we have that, magic brine that you can get from Baitmasters, which we sell here, but he said it's basically like a baking soda salt brine, basically, and he said you mix it with ice-cold water, make that like a saltwater brine almost. The cold, we want really cold water, and that's the best way to thaw them, and it kind of toughens them up and, kind of keeps them all together. which, yeah. To be honest, I hadn't heard. But
yeah, me neither. That's great.
Because they do have a tendency to fall apart when you're when you have liquid gold or little fish gold bricks like that. You want to toughen them up and make sure they last for you, mm-hmm. too. So that was
but 30 bucks a pop. I would certainly invest a little bit of time on the way out to do them. And like you said, it's expensive. But if you start multiplying by how many baits you really need to have an amazing day of bluefin fishing, compared to getting, you know, four scoops of bait of, you know, anchovies or sardines, excuse me, different bait. I'm not trying to compare it, but it's not all that much money when you compare it to fuel and everything else going out for the day.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and I'll tell you the other thing. If you're a guy that doesn't have a boat and you want to make sure that you're invited on Buddy's ride,
good call.
Go buy 10 of those things. You want to talk about the first guy that's going to get invited when the bluefin are biting? Like, hey man, I got a half a dozen flyers I can bring. You know, oh yeah, you're coming. No problem.
I don't think there's a price on a fish of a lifetime.
There you go.
For $30, that's a pretty good price.
Yeah. At least go down there and buy a couple and have them in your freezer and have them ready to go.
Yeah,
trust
me. You got plenty. You can come fish with me, no problem. I'm always looking for those things.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the spot. Steve, how do we find you?
Well, we're, you know, obviously right across from SeaWorld, right next to the Dana Landing launch ramp, have Fastlane next door. Or you can give us a shout. I mean, we're, you know, just come on down and get them. We're really not trying to hold them, and that's kind of becoming a nightmare. But you can give us a shout. Let us know if you want to know if we have any left, 619-226-2929.
And you can go down there and see that beautiful boat of Steve's on that hydro hoist down there, too. That thing. How do you like that hydro hoist?
I haven't really used it.
Yeah.
It holds the boat well, but
it looks good.
Yeah, I haven't had opportunity to use it. Been out of town a little bit, but no, the thing is magic, and I mean, you know, just like you said, it's a great product.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Looking forward to getting on that boat and using some of those flying fish on it.
That's exactly what I'm waiting for.
Okay, there you go.
Tour around.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks,
thanks
guys.
Steve. All right, appreciate that very much. All right.
All right.
Tip there from Let's Talk Hookup for sure.
I like that, man. No, I can tell you exactly where I'm going after this
show.
Loading up. Hey, let's jump back into it. We're going to talk to Grant. He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Hi, Grant. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Taro, Pete.
Hey,
great.
Grant.
How are you guys?
Great.
Good, Grant.
Hey, I had a quick comment for you, Taro, and your operation. I've really enjoyed the times I've spent on the boat, and both you and Enable do a great job and have wonderful people working for you from the galley to the deck to the wheelhouse. And one of the things I just wanted to make a quick comment on is it's very important, and Taro, you do an excellent job of it, to listen to the captain that's got the machine in his face as to what's going on from stop to stop, hour to hour. And the closer you listen to that, the better chance you're going to have the right method and technique to use. And then the question I had is, what is it about those bluefin that always want to be off the bow, 2-3 swells, and is that typical to bluefin, or do you see that with other species as well?
It's the way that we drift. So our boat drifts stern first. So if you think about it, the boat's going to drift in a diagonal direction, going down swell. So if the chummer's throwing the chum on the downwind corner, the boat is going to drift towards that direction. So as the boat drifts, that bait and that chum is getting funneled under the boat and shot out off of the bow. Now, what you've done now, Grant, is you told everybody where my secret fishing spot is.
Oh!
If guys that have come out on the boat and seen us do that drift, you see myself or one of the crew just pin on baits and run right up to the bow. So kind of you're cheating and kind of cutting in front of line, but the bow is a very good spot, mainly because you're down. If you were to think of it as current, that means you're down current of everybody. Mm-hmm. So all of that bait and all of your lines are gonna eventually go towards the bow. So you're kind of just cutting in front of line and going just right up to where the fish should be.
Indeed. Hey, great. Thanks, Grant. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming. We're including checking in with our great buddy, Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters. We're going to hear all about what's going on at the Sitka this year. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
Okay, great. You know, the fish are biting, but a place where you can go catching every day, because I was there yesterday, I can tell for sure, is Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Lolly and I had a beautiful piece of fresh king salmon from Central California last night. Oh, absolutely fantastic.
There's just nothing better than Point Loma Seafoods. They call it the freshest thing in town, and it's the truth. Like, the best sign of an A-class fish market is when you walk inside, it doesn't smell like fish.
Yep.
And that's what Point Loma Seafood is. The amazing fresh case that they have, the smoked and jerky that they have is unbelievable, the killer sushi, all their shellfish, and then just the plates those guys have. There's nothing that comes close to Point Loma Seafood.
Sure. And if you want to take it home, this is the time of the year. They had fresh Alaskan halibut, fresh king salmon, fresh everything. I mean, everything is fresh. It's the freshest thing in town. Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Do they have enough to really stay in this
race? Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. As promised, great buddy and a great play. Seth Bone from Kingfisher Chargers is on the line right now. Good morning, Seth.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Hey, it's that time of the year, Seth. It's Kingfisher Charter season.
Yeah, it is. It is. We've been going for a few days now, and it's been good. Good weather, and the King Bite is has been considerably better than last year. So
that's good news.
We're pretty stoked all around.
That's so cool, buddy. Well, we're really excited and glad to hear that the weather is right and the fish are biting and at such a great spot. And what a beautiful place and time of year to be up and enjoying Sitka, Alaska.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm out on the deck right now, kind of looking over the water. It's sunny and calm and just the kind of day you just want to head out there.
Oh, you got to love it with the mountain in the background. The volcano is so beautiful. So you last year, as it was no secret, the king salmon fishing was challenging, shall we say. But our trip coming up in June, we always set it for the prime time, at least Father's Day Sunday, and we always set it for prime time king season. Last year, it was tough, but this year it's looking a lot more promising, you're saying.
Yeah, it is. I've been out myself a few times, and they're out there. I mean, it's, you know, definitely, you know, like normal, like we've, yeah, you know, you've seen for the last 20-plus years. You know, you go out there, and you get them.
Yeah, like Ricky, get your limit and get going to halibut fishing
in, get it done, get out of there.
And how's halibut fishing been and rockfish?
Oh, good. Yeah, just good all around. Yeah, it's pretty early still. We just opened this last Wednesday, but out of a few days in the water, it's been, you know, good weather, good fishing. People are coming in off the boats, big smiles, you know, so we're pretty happy about how it's going so far.
Gotta love it.
People ask, you know, opinions all the time. Hey, I'm thinking about doing a trip to Alaska. Where do you think? What do you want to know? And I always say the same thing. Like, if you're there isn't an operation like Kingfisher Charter, Seth. You guys do such an amazing job. It is so easy to be an angler at Kingfisher Charters. I mean, you literally step off the plane and just everything is handled.
There's a guy there standing there waiting with a sign for you.
You just don't need to worry about gear or rain gear or boots or tackle or clothing and you know, having an opportunity to go to a lot of places in Alaska. There's nothing that has the consistency in catching fish as Kingfisher Charters. I mean, period.
And then this is what, our 23rd year up there, Seth?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, okay. I don't know where the time went.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. Pretty amazing. So, Seth, our trip this year, Father's Day Sunday, June 16th through 20th. Do we have dates for next year?
Yeah. It's the same.
Same Father's Day.
The tip of my tongue, but same kind of deal. Yeah, same mid to late June dates, peak of the king run, you know, early end of the silver run, of course, all the bottom fish and, you know, everything like that. So yeah, it's already set, and I think we already have some people signed up for it. So this year's trip is sold out, of course. But,
yes.
But you know, the 2020 trip still has some openings, so someone could still get in on that.
In on that. It's a great time of the year, absolute prime time for kings, and of course the halibut and the lingcod and the rockfish are all abundant, and it's great weather time. Now, what about the rest of the season? Our trip is sold out, but do you have any spots available that people could come up to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka and go fishing with you there this year?
Yeah, actually we do. We have a few openings in late August, early September, which I guess is pretty typical for starting out the season. We usually have a few late season trips still available. We also have a trip. There was a cancellation in mid-July, and we want to fill it so bad that we're even running a special. So someone could come up in mid-July peak dates and you know, get a deal on the trip. So I'd say that would be a good one if somebody wants to get up there this summer. It's come on up, midsummer, kings, silvers, you know, halibut, all the bottom fish, and we're running a special because we want to get it rebooked.
Wow, that's a great deal. So if somebody wants to grab that up and go fishing up at Kingfisher Charters mid-July, that's absolute prime time. How do we get a hold of you, Seth?
Oh, it's our 800 number, of course, 800-727-6136, or kingfishercharters.com. And we also have a banner on the Let's Talk Hookup page, so someone could get to us that way. But, yeah, give us a call. We'd love to to get that trip. It's just too good of dates and too peak to not take someone fishing on those dates. So
yeah, no doubt about it.
Someone up.
Yeah, kingfishercharters.com, right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Click on that Kingfisher banner. It'll take you right there. And nothing better. Nobody does it better.
Yeah,
nobody
for sure.
Sends you home with the freshest, best-packed fish ever than Kingfisher Charters, and you do it year after year. Seth, we're very honored to associate ourselves with you and looking forward to another great trip, and take advantage of that deal. Thanks, Seth. We'll look forward to checking back in with you later in the season.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
See you soon, Seth.
All right. Take care. All right. Every time I hear that, this is my off year this year, and I'm not going. You're going.
Oh, you better believe
it. Yeah, taking Dallas.
Dallas and I are going. Can't wait.
Yeah.
I know Gina was elbowing Taro
over
there saying, you hear that? There's a spot in July. Let's make this happen.
Yeah, for sure. All right, phones are packed. Let's jump into
it. You got it, buddy. How about we jump in and talk to Cliff, who's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. What a great bunch of information this morning. I love it.
Thank you.
Just two questions about the mono. If I'm on a private boat, do I still need mono? Is it still that important? And number two, so I have a private boat, but and my son keeps saying, let's go for bluefin. But I know you've got things that I don't have, you know, like massive bait and way more sonar and day-to-day knowledge. Can you sell me on going on the Liberty as opposed to my private boat?
You just did it.
I think you just answered all of the questions, right? Right there. Bluefin tuna fishing is a little bit different from a private boat. It kind of, especially the type of fishing that it is. For us, it's trying to get a school around you. And without the bait capacity, I think it's very, very hard for a private boat to try to do that. So that's probably going to be your number one concern. Is unless you can find a school, get it around your boat and keep it there, then it's going to be pretty hard. Like maybe different times of the year where they're on that flying fish to where you could drag a yummy flyer or go and fish a yummy fly or fish a real flying fish from a kite. Then that could be in your advantage, and you could probably get some bites like that. But during this time of year and the type of fishing that we've been doing, it's very hard for a private boater to go out there and make a catch.
Let me take a real quick crack at this. Being a private boater who's been plenty frustrated by bluefins, Cliff, one, when you get up in the morning, you don't have to worry about hooking up the boat, launch ramp, trailer, parking lot, all that stuff to go with. You just get to hop on board the Liberty. Two, on the way out, instead of being concerned with getting bait, spending the extra cost that you're going to be doing loading the bait tanks and figuring out where you're going to go and trying to navigate in the dark, you get to sleep in a bunk on your way out there in total comfort. You wake up, you have a fresh breakfast burrito made for you that you don't have to worry about. Taro is in charge of finding the fish with the sonar, multiple guys in gyros to get you located. All you have to do is get to hang out and have the luxury of casting a bait and, you know, in terms of a private boat world, what we would consider is an unlimited amount of bait capacity. Then when you're done, you get to have a half-pound Wagyu burger, take another nap on your way home, maybe grab a shower, and then step off the boat and not have to clean it and not have to put fuel back in it again. Like, for this type of fishing, it's no-brainer. Like, going on the Liberty is just a better way to do it.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone calls this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Mark and Santee is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, Mark.
I got a question with Captain Taro. I went fishing not too long ago on a boat, and it wasn't the regular captain. And we would get on spots, and everyone was catching fish, and the captain would move. He was a young kid, and he would move, and he kept doing that the whole day. And, you know, I'm not going to question the captain, but do you take days off? Or, you know, if I want to go fishing on a Liberty, I want the captain of the boat, you know, not the, you know, co-captain or something like that.
Our style is run and gun fishing. You know, it's one of those styles that involve stop and go fishing. There's a lot of variables that kind of have created that. Whether it's the Coronado Islands, It could be the sea lions. It could be other variables. Mainly the sea lions. Mainly also the aggressiveness of that school. When we're tuna fishing, tuna act, especially bluefin, act very, very weird. And there's times where they don't even stick with the boat. So that could probably create the run and gun, stop and go fishing.
Now on the Liberty, it's either you're running the boat or an Eagle's running the boat, right?
Yeah,
you're very fortunate.
And how many? Who was the top yellowtail guy in the fleet yesterday?
I think Anibal was.
Yeah, okay. So he's your backup guy.
Yeah.
So the point there, Mark, is the backup guy,
and he's sometimes a lot better than
So the point is, sometimes that backup guy is better than the head guy, right?
And it's fishing. Every day is different, and our moves are to supply fish for a full boat.
Right.
So if we feel that we can make a catch by moving the boat and trying a different school, that's what we're gonna do. And then I definitely fish the same way. You know, we usually don't sit long unless I feel we could put a bunch of fish in the boat at that time.
Yeah, and here's the thing too, is that we all want to be armchair captains, and you got to understand these guys are out there every single day, and they know what's going on, and their goal is to catch fish for you, and they're not going to drive away if they don't think that's the best move. And that's just generally speaking. You may not think that's the best move, but don't forget these are guys that are out there every single day.
The opportunity to drive a sport fishing boat, that, you know, those keys aren't handed to a guy that just, like, you know, you don't put an ad out on Craigslist. I mean, the road to get to be behind the wheel is, I mean, it's a very select and small percentage of people. I mean, you pool all the people that have worked on boats over the years. And then the people that are sitting behind the wheel is a hard fought road, and it's the best of the best that get to be there. And yeah, I'm with you. You know, you guys are very fortunate on the Liberty that when your days are off, you have a captain who's got the same set of skills and in customer service putting it on people.
Indeed, Mark. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Just about 30 seconds left for your Maynard in Temecula. Maynard, you have a quick question?
Yes, I do. I'm planning on going on the Liberty right after Memorial Day, and I'm debating if I wanted to take four poles with bottoms of 80, 60, 50, and 40.
So what should you bring? What are two rigs that you need to bring?
Probably two setups, is a 25-pound setup and a 40-pound setup. Okay. Those are going to be your basic setups for fishing the Coronado Islands. And if you fish offshore, just go and add a 60-pound to your 25 and 40.
You really only need two.
You
need three right now.
Three.
You can probably get away with three.
Three. I mean, two at the Coronado Islands, three
offshore.
Offshore. All right. Very good. Thanks for the call, Maynard.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, June 1st, they'll be traveling to Laredo, Mexico. Rock Cod Rick and the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, will host a live broadcast from the La Mission Hotel on the beautiful seaside Malecón in Laredo. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They'll also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Laredo. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources, both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, June 1st, a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Laredo, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check CaliforniaSportFishing.org.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, the big winner going fishing again on a full-day trip on the Liberty, including that killer Nomad tackle package. That's going to Cliff in El Cajon. Cliff, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on the Liberty.
Hey, Jeanette and John and others that are hanging in there that hung for a long time, sorry we couldn't get your call, but don't forget, next weekend's another weekend. We've got a couple great shows, so that'll be a good one. But hang in there. We'll get to you, your call next time for sure. Taro Takeuchi, captain of the Liberty, owner, and what a great boat. What a great operation out of Fisherman's Landing. If somebody wants to go fishing with you, how do we do it?
You guys can book online, or you can call Fisherman's Landing, 619-224-3383. And if you try to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and you can keep up to what we're doing, whether we're switching our schedule or kind of seeing what we're catching, kind of see how the things change on the ocean on the daily.
Every day is different, right?
Every day is different.
That's what keeps it interesting.
Yep.
And you guys do a great job keeping your social media updated. What happened that day, how you caught them, what size line, all that stuff. You guys do a great job.
Yep. Indeed. And for the people that didn't get to ask questions, you can always message us, too, and I try to do my best to answer.
On Facebook Messenger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Now, we have two-day trips scheduled on the Liberty, Sunday, September 15th to Tuesday, September 17th, and then October 13th through 15th. They're ultra-limited load, two-day trips. First one sponsored by Gamakatsu, so everybody's going to get a Gamakatsu gift pack and such like that. And they're super bargain-priced at $675. That includes the food.
That's a very good price.
That's a really good
and
price.
And also a good time of the year, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They filled up very quickly last year. I'm just warning you. We have them on our website, letstalkhookup.com. If you want to go to fishermanslanding.com. You can book those now online. That's two-day trips on the Liberty. One in September, one in October. Can't be beat.
Nope.
Yeah.
Very good time.
All right, Tarl. Thanks a lot for being there.
Thank you.
And thanks to Jordan and Adam for all the support and all the great stuff you guys done here for us here at The Fan. And next Saturday and Sunday, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris will be here in The Fan studios, 7 to 9 a.m. on Saturday. And then Sunday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. I'm headed for Loretto right after the show here. I'll have that full report from our Let's Talk Hookup Cast Tours tournament at the La Mission. And we'll see you next week right back here on 97.3 The Fan.